Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, May 18th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we talk about what the head of Instagram discussed on his weekly Ask Me Anything. And today we're going to talk about Instance, how Instance is different from Snap and Be Real. If you want to turn off Instance, what your options are for doing that, and busting the myth that DMing people will help you get more reach. We'll also talk about some product questions, like could saved collections become shareable, and any advice for people who focus on only posting carousels. All of that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Let's be real. Nobody can actually keep up with AI anymore. There's a new tool every week, a new update every day, or even every hour for that matter. My friend Jen Lehner sorts through all of it and sends you the stuff that matters for your business. It's called the Front Row AI Report. It's weekly, it's free, and it has zero jargon. If you've been nodding along in meetings, pretending that you know what agentic means, go subscribe. FrontRowAIReport.com. Again, that's FrontRowAIReport.com. Welcome back. Let's start by talking about Instagram's newest feature release, Instance. Adam got a few questions about it, and let's start with the most interesting. The first, how is Instance different from Snap or Be Real? This is a really good question. Instance is designed to be incredibly disposable content. If you think stories are too high pressure, you're going to love Instance. You can only watch them one time, and then they are gone forever. Here's Adam's answer to how Instance is different from Snap or Be Real.
Well, Be Real is an app where once a day you get a notification and you have to send a photo right within that small time window. And so everyone does it at the same time. Kind of a cool way to see what's up, what everyone's up to at the same moment every day. And you don't know when it's going to happen. And Snap is a much bigger app. Snapchat is a messaging app. It's a stories app. Yes, you can send photos, but you can send photos in iMessage and DMs on WhatsApp and a lot of other apps as well. It's a much more full-fledged app. It has Spotlight and a bunch of other things. Whereas Instance is just photos and videos, no editing, just to your friends.
I'm glad we're talking about Be Real here. It's been a little bit since it's been part of the conversation, but if you have never seen it, SNL has a fantastic skit all about Be Real. I'm just going to give you the premise. There's a bank heist and there are hostages that were in the bank when the bank robbery was taking place. And the hostages are all, you know, laying on the floor. But when it's time for them to post the Be Real, when it's that exact moment, all the hostages take out their phones and start taking pictures of what they're doing to post the Be Real. And the bank robbers are all like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, it's this thing, Be Real. We have to do it at this exact time. I'm going to link to the SNL skit in the show notes because I don't find SNL funny all the time, but that one really got me. Let's move on to another Instance question. Can you turn off Instance?
So Instance is getting a lot of attention this week, and some people are really excited about it, and some people don't like it, which is totally cool. If you aren't in Instance, you can actually just swipe that little pile of photos off your DM tab, just on the bottom right, and you can go to settings and also turn it off from there as well. And you just won't see the photos that your friends send you. But if you're into it, check them out. They're a great way to share little lightweight moments as they happen over the course of the day. No editing, just tap and go. Trying to feel a little bit more like the authentic, messy sharing that used to be social media.
All right, let's move on to the last instant-related question. If I post an instant, who sees it? What if I accidentally send one? That's actually a good question.
So when you send an instant, there's two options. You can either send it to your close friends or your friends, which we define as followers that you follow back. And if you do it by mistake, there's an undo button right there, just where your finger was, where you hit the send button, because we know sometimes people don't realize when they first start with instants that it sends with one tap. And so there's a way to undo it right in line.
All right, let's move on to a different topic. A lot of people think that if you DM people, it will help you to increase your reach, meaning that if you are interacting with people through the DM inbox, you're having conversations, Instagram will show your content to more people. I would think that's how it works, but it turns out that is not true at all. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
There's a rumor out there that if you DM people, you're going to get more reach. And I just wanted to be clear that that is not the case. Now, it's great to DM people. It's a great way to stay connected and invest in your relationships. But it's not going to affect your reach one way or the other. And I wanted to make sure that you knew that. So now you do.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to make saved collections shareable, how to use the question sticker in stories, and advice for people who only post carousels. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, the next one. Should I post my Instagram posts to Threads? Absolutely, you should. You worked hard on the content, post it everywhere.
There's not a strong reason not to. It's a way just to get more reach. You're going to reach people on Threads that you wouldn't have reached on Instagram, but you really don't have to. I think the question is, do you want to have a presence on Threads? If you really want to have a presence on Threads, I suggest you actually spend some time in the Threads app as well, because half of the game is actually replying and having conversations with people, not just posting directly. And the audiences are different. You know, it's a different community, it's a different group of people. And so what content works on one app doesn't necessarily work on the other app. So it's something that you might build an intuition for if you actually spend some time in the app directly. So something I encourage, but certainly not required at all.
I still recommend posting whatever content you have worked hard on to every single platform. Even if you're not focused on YouTube, post your reels to YouTube Shorts. Even if you're not focused on LinkedIn, post your reels to LinkedIn. What do you possibly have to lose by doing that? Nothing. The only upside is that people who never go to Instagram will see your content. That's all. All right, let's move on to the next one. Advice for someone who only posts carousels? I would say this is actually a good thing. But I would recommend focusing on photo carousels and then separately video carousels that tell a story. Both of those should be cohesive and strategic. Don't just post carousels for the sake of posting carousels. Show something through the different photos and videos. Here's the head of Instagram to give his take on strategy for someone who only posts carousels.
That's cool. I know a few creators that post almost exclusively carousels. Advice, one thing is if it's not videos, you might want to consider adding music. It's one way to make your carousels more engaging. It can be great for reach. I also think it's kind of fun to think about how a carousel can tell a narrative. You know, how it can let you know that there's more and you can swipe through and have that take you on a story arc. It's not always appropriate for everybody, but it is kind of a cool thing I've seen some creators do. You should also know that the second post sometimes get surfaced if someone doesn't swipe. So if they see your carousel and they don't swipe, they might actually see your carousel again a bit later that day, moved over to the second post. So you should know that.
That is the best thing about carousels. They give you a chance to be seen twice in a person's feed. All right, the next one. How do I add the question sticker to a story? If you're not familiar with the question sticker, it is a great way to get input from your audience about what they want to see, what they like, what they hate, just to start a conversation. The question sticker is fantastic. You can make a story, whether it's a video or a photo, and then before you post it, tap on the stickers and you'll see the question sticker. You can select it there. Here's Adam's answer to how to add the question sticker to a story.
So in the stories flow, after you either pick a photo, shoot a photo, or shoot a video, or pick a video, you can just go to the stickers tray, and there's lots of options. And one of the options is a question sticker, which is what I do every week. You can write whatever question you want. People can then put in whatever question they want, and then you can look at all those questions, and then you can do, you can answer them, like this one right here.
Since we're on the topic of the question sticker, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but this used to be my favorite thing about the question sticker. If you used the question sticker and you went live within 24 hours of posting a story with that question sticker, you could share that question sticker and the submissions people put in on your Instagram live when you went live. So it was a great way to say, I'm going live at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Submit questions you want me to talk about on the live. Using the question sticker, people would write in those questions and then you could share those questions anonymously on your live. It was really fun. I did it a lot during the pandemic. People don't really go live as much anymore. It's sort of not as in vogue as it was at the time, but question sticker, very powerful tool. I still like it. And the last one we're going to talk about today has to do with collections. If you're not familiar, you can save posts on Instagram and you can put saved posts into collections that you can share with other people. The question, can you please make saved collections shareable? This is possible today, but here's Adam's answer.
So you can actually make a collection that is shared with a friend. I do this all the time. I don't think, though, you can take a private collection that you've already made and then make it collaborative retroactively. So it's a good idea. I'll talk to the team.
All right. That is going to do it today for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. As always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.